Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's gonna get lighter. But that's not the truth. The truth is, you gotta find something within.
I'm telling you to keep going when you face opposition. I'm telling you to keep going when you face adversity. I'm telling you to keep going because
it's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
If you look at anyone that's happy or successful in life, it's because they know how to keep fear in check. When you want something new and fear pipes up and tells you you can't have it, you gotta say yes I can. When you wanna try something new and fear pipes up and tells you you shouldn't do it, you gotta say yes I should. When you wanna go somewhere new or be with someone new and fear pipes up and says you won't do it, you gotta say yes I will.
You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you.
You were created to reach your destiny. You have the power and the ability to reach your destiny. So keep going because
I can't quit. I can't stop. I can't get tired. I can't give up. I can't give in. My mama counting on me. My wife is counting on me. Listen to me. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, when you ain't got nothing left in your tank, you got to think about the people in your life that you're doing this for. And then if you can think about them, you can go one more mile. We'll go one more day at work.
Keep going because you're recreating history and leaving a legacy.
But we must keep moving. We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
So I say, take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life.
Because when you get content, when you settle, somebody's chasing you, somebody's coming from behind, and somebody's trying to take your spot. And so every single day when you wake up, you got to set new goals, new benchmarks. You got to raise it higher and higher and higher so you can make your dreams become a reality.
You have to act on your inner drive. Don't let those feelings stay inside of you. You got to know what to do with them. You got to know how to make them work in order to get what you want. Don't keep it inside.
You made a choice to be average. Why? Because the people around you are average. Or maybe you grew up in an average environment or went to an average school or you worked for an average company. And so you've decided to go against who you are.
Everything you believe is a choice. If you forget any of that stuff, then you will not be able to make yourself into the person that you want to be.
What are your greatest moments? Every single one of them's failure. That's where I got to learn who I was.
You don't go by time, you go by the gazelle. I'll say it again, when you are a true hunter, you don't hunt from 8 to 3. Why? Because the gazelle may not be open from 8 to 3. You hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another.
That if I want to become the person that I want to become, I am going to pay a price. And to me, the question that we all have to ask is, who do I want to be? What do I want to become? And how high of a price am I willing to pay to get there? And I will pose to you that the people that you most admire, the people that have achieved at a level that you want to achieve, they are no different than you.
If you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it. It wasn't until I changed that mentality that I became somebody. But if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
You have to face yourself on Saturday or on Sunday. That's the day that everybody is partying, everybody's drunk, everybody gets to forget that they didn't become who they were supposed to become during the week. That's why. I get it now, but I challenge you.
That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going.
That's why you pissed off with Monday, because Monday is the day that you're supposed to go mold and shape and create your greatness. That's why you like Friday. I get it. Because Friday you get to chill. You don't have to face yourself on Friday.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
If we stay in process, all right, within ourselves, in the joy of the doing, we will never choke at the finish line. Why? Because we aren't thinking of the finish line. The approach is the destination, and we are never finished.
There's a bunch of people out there that have these lives that are deeply unsatisfying, stuck in traffic all day, and then they're stuck in a cubicle after that. They get home after that, they're watching television. And I think that there's a ton of people out there that are probably listening to this that would like to be able to do something else.
Absolutely.
Whether it's make furniture.
Well, they don't want a revolution. Right. They want to do something that's not sold.
Yeah, if you make furniture for a living, and you feel a great satisfaction out of that, and you sell that furniture, look, man, making furniture feels good.
If you don't control your environment, folks, somebody else is going to control your environment. You guys that run teams and run organizations, if you do not control your environment, someone else will control your environment. You are being controlled in your environment right now.
But it's easier to watch greatness. It's easier to go see greatness than it is to put in the time, to put in the energy, to discipline yourself, to sacrifice. It's easier. And so that's why you average. And so you're frustrated because you're not living like you should live.
No, you don't have what you should have. You're not being who you should be, and so that's why you don't want to wake up in the morning. Listen to me, I challenge you. Why do I challenge? Because I know you can't. I know, listen to me, some of you, you're not even in the game. Can you do me a favor? Get in the game.
This is about being able to think like a champion. Know what goes on in their heads. Understand how you can relate it to your business and whatever you do to take yourself to the next level.
My dreams are first every day, then my wife, then my kids.
Most people are very casual about life. They haven't found anything to become intense about. So when you dedicate your life, you don't care anything about the odds. Somebody say, when the dream is big enough, the odds don't matter.
If you don't control your environment, it starts with me. CNBC, CNN, MSNBC, the parents, the kids, the Twitter, the Facebook, the YouTube, the Google, the Snapchats are your environment. Your friends and your relatives, your uncles, your aunts, the garbage dump called planet Earth that you live on.
See, when you dedicate your life, you bring on a special power. There's a power in you. Don't try to cut a bargain with life. Life is not Donald Trump. Life will not give you any special deals because you maintain a sense of integrity. There are no deals. There are no deals. You got to do what you do because, not with any ulterior motives, that you're going to get some special benefit or some special treatment in the universe. No, you've got to do what you do because that expresses who you are, and for no other reason. Dedicate your life to something. Dedicate your life to a cause larger than yourself. See, if you dedicate your life to a cause larger than yourself, you're not following in the crowd. See, most people are not intense about living.
If you want to get anything in your life, my friend, you've got to become extraordinary at that thing.
You could be great if you just showed up. Get in the game.
Nothing can resist the will of a people that will stake even their existence on the extent of their purpose for good. That when you dedicate your life to something, you bring on some powers in the universe that works through you to bring about changes that you would never ever know unless you have dedicated yourself. I'm talking about the real you, the indestructible, invincible, perfect essence of who you really are, that can bring a government to its knees, that can change the course of history.
Everything comes down to the goals. So set some amazing, incredible, exciting goals, and then start getting better as a leader and grinding it out. And it's all going to come from, you've got to set the tone. So at first, you're not going to walk in and make the big proclamations. You can just start talking about what you're going to do for yourself.
When I was 45 years old, I'm like, I'm going to control my environment. I'm going to take every penny I have, all the energy I have, all the resources I have, and I'm going to improve me. If I got to go broke in the process, because I'm already broke. Look, if you're not fulfilled to your, if you're not reaching your full potential every day, you're broke right now.
That's the number one thing you have to do, is to work on yourself and to fill yourself up and keep your cup full.
If you spend all your time focusing on all the problems in the world and all the problems in your life, you ain't going to be happy. It's easy in the world that we live in today to be consumed by all the media-filled negativity in the world. You can't turn on the TV without seeing some negative story, all the bad. Everyone has problems. The difference between the people who are happy and the people that ain't is that the people that are happy choose to focus on the solutions to the problems they face rather than the problems themselves. You always have a choice. Amazing things happen when you believe you have something. Your brain actively goes out to make it happen. It starts to notice little subtle opportunities that you would have otherwise deleted because it knows it's got a job to do to get you what you want. It's all about perspective. constantly tell yourself how much worse things could be, and you can actually be thankful for the way you've got things at the moment. Your world and your life can truly be anything you make it, but you've got to make it. Don't take it lightly. Start building discipline into your life by not taking the easy way out. Most of us are told growing up that we can be anything we want to be. And most of us hear it, but we don't listen. We don't believe it. I'm here to tell you today that it ain't a load of rubbish. It's true. You can be who you want to be. You can do what you want to do, see what you want to see. It's all in your power and no one else's. But you got to believe it. If you believe it, you can achieve it, baby. Whatever it is, I used to believe to my core that I was going to run my own company and make more money than I currently did and have a family and be happy. Even when I was dead broke, skint as a bean, I would never worry because I believed with everything in me that I could change it. You got to stare all that in the face and say, you can't beat me, I'm too strong. What most people do is they roll over, but you can't. It ain't going to be easy. Most of the time, you're going to feel like there's no way out, that you can't do it. But listen to me when I say there is always hope. You have to take control and attack it head on. Because as soon as you do this, just once, just like a muscle lifting weights, you become stronger. You become comfortable being uncomfortable. And before you know it, you become a machine and nothing on the outside can affect you because your mind is trying to beat it down. Never run, always fight. Take control of your life and you'll change it forever. Go get in shape. Go tell that person how you feel. Go start that business. Go leave that job. Go leave that abusive relationship. Deep down, you know you should do it, but you've got to risk it all. Not doing it definitely guarantees one thing, that you'll get to the end of your life and regret that you didn't even try. You can either be a victim of your life or the master of it, but the choice is always yours. Go out and get it. Don't take no for an answer. If you get knocked down, get back up again. You can never fail if you never give in. Stop being a victim. Stop letting life push you around and start fighting back. Because the minute you tell yourself that you control this is the minute you can start to change it. It all starts the moment you take responsibility and say to yourself, I can make out of this life what I want, and no one and nothing is going to shape my destiny but me. I'm here to tell you today that you can have anything you want, be anyone you want, believe that you can do it and work hard to get it, and it's yours. Never wait and see to believe it. Believe it and you'll see it.
The reason people change is because of pain. The reason we grow is because we get uncomfortable and we embrace being uncomfortable. But being honest with the pain that we feel is usually the prime mover for people to do the work that is necessary to push to the edge.
Embrace the pain that you're gonna feel when you're trying to do something great. You have to understand, you have to know that with greatness comes pain.
Stop listening to the opinions of others around us that are saying, oh, you're never gonna make it. It's impossible. You can't do it. You will never make it.
Acknowledging our suffering, being in touch with the pain, that's enough to say, I can't do this. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, this is not the person I want to become.
Like, I used to sit there and look at my class and my teachers and I'm like, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show all of you. You think I suck? I'm gonna be the biggest, best person on earth.
You need to immerse yourself in school. You need to go in deep. All you're doing every single day is studying.
You're gonna get distracted from your goals, and all these things, arrows are gonna come at you all the time. Whatever your goal is, you have to get there. Even though people are gonna say you can't do it, even though people are gonna throw different opportunities, you know, I'm sure your friends went out a million times to happy hour when you just stayed late.
Find out what it is you want and go after it as if your life depends on it. Why? Because it does.
Thoughts become things. Whatever you put out into the universe, you are going to get back.
you have an opportunity to still be achieving. So get up and get on it, because the weak will struggle. Success is reserved for those that are the strongest.
But you still got time to pass that class. You still got time to finish strong, all right?
Repeat after me. Education,
education
equals opportunity. One more time. Education,
education
equals opportunity.
School is like a privilege. Learning is a privilege. Getting your education is a privilege. Not a lot of people have that, surprisingly. I know the people in your city and in your school all have that, and it may seem normal to you at times, but it's not. You know, people wish to have education. People wish they can go to school and learn and grow as an individual. This is your future. You know, it's not about just one math test that you have tomorrow. It's not about one grade. It's that if you do good on this one test, you're gonna do good on another test, and then another test, and you're gonna get an A, and that's gonna raise your GPA, and that's gonna, your GPA is what's gonna decide what college you're gonna get into, and then what your job will be. Like, it all adds up. You know, always, always try your best. Do the best that you can do, because this is your future. Don't look at it as just a test. Don't look at it as just a class, a grade. Because anything that you want in life, you know, you're going to have to work for. Nothing is going to be given to you.
See, most people only ever focus on problems. All right, it's the world we live in today. We live in a world of media-fueled problems, right? You can't turn on the news without seeing fucking problems, disasters, all the bad in this world. Now, most people focus on their problems and make them bigger than what they actually are. All right, this is where people are going wrong. If something bad happens and you make that problem even bigger and tell yourselves things like, this is always happening to me. This is never gonna get better. This is a big problem. Train your mind. Train your mind not to focus on the problem and make it bigger, but focus on the solution to solve it. Stay positive, stay focused, and most importantly, stay strong.
I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I want to be.
Be what I
want to
be.
If I work hard at it, I'll be where I want to be. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I want to
be.
If I work hard at it, I'll be where I want to
be.
So a lot of the times, you know, when like teachers assign projects or tests and they go, oh my God, I have so much time. I have so much time. Blah, 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 blah. You keep saying that until the night of, you're like, I have so much time, I have so much time. The night before it's due, you're like, oh my gosh. Put that in your head just to do stuff right away. You know, I used to actually do my homework on a Friday, so I would enjoy the weekend. Mostly people do it on Sundays when they have to do it, but I like to just get it over with. It's so much better knowing you're done and you can have free time and you can do whatever you want than have that on your mind while having the free time. You know what I mean? It's just so much better to get it done. You'll feel so good. Start off good. Do your homework. Do the best you can do on every single test. Hard work pays off. You know, the classes I used to slack on and I didn't do that great in, it showed. In the classes I worked really hard on and I tried my best, it showed. You know, it made me realize that hard work really, really does pay off in the end. Your result might not show and you might feel like you're failing. You might feel like you're not getting anywhere and that you won't do good. But just as long as you try your best, just as long as you give it 100%, start off strong and finish even stronger. You got this, my friend.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.